Good morning. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 9 a.m. on September 15th. I am Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me are Commissioners Randy Crisman and Brian Crosius, so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments this morning. Commissioner Crosius, do you?
No comments.
Welcome. Yep. Didn't say hello to you yet.
Good morning, everyone. I guess that's a comment, but nothing else.
All right. Then I think we'll just turn it over to Randy, who has the only item on the agenda as well, so you can take it from here.
Thank you. I move the commission delegate authority to Public Service Commission staff to intervene and make filings before the Federal Communications Commission in CC docket number 99-200. In the matter of number resource optimization, to request authority to implement individual telephone number pooling and prevent number pool exhaustion.
Second.
So, to reflect back, I'm really proud of this commission, and I'm especially proud of our staff for getting on board last November or December. I don't really know exactly when it panned out, but North Dakota was on the verge. We would have had to go to 10-digit dialing. At that time, it was because 988 is becoming the suicide prevention hotline nationally. And so any jurisdictions that had a 988 prefix in them had to give that up and go, because we're talking about states with only one area code where this would have applied, and would have had to go to 10-digit dialing because of the conflict between the 988 suicide prevention hotline and as opposed to those phone numbers. So our staff was able to work with three different companies that had each very small numbers of customers with 988 numbers. They got those customers switched to different numbers that relieved us of the use of 988 in North Dakota and continued our 7-digit dialing. However, the next problem is just exhaustion of our code. This commission worked with others around the nation. Years ago, when you got a new block of phone numbers, it was a whole NXX, all 7 digits were yours. A couple decades ago, this commission worked with others and got it switched to 1,000 number blocks that could be released. However, that is pushing towards exhaustion too. And in 2019, New Hampshire first and then Maine jumped on board, requesting of the FCC ability to grant individual telephone number pooling, whereby if someone needed 100 numbers, you could grant them 100 instead of 1,000 and save the other 900. FCC hasn't really done much with that, but now has set a comment period on that case. I expect our comments will be that we encourage and support the requests of Maine and New Hampshire, and would also like to be added to that group to be the tests. For some statistical purposes, we have 297 rate centers in North Dakota. And so a rate center, my hometown of Hazen, we have the old traditional landline phone numbers, which is a 748 number. And then Verizon came in and started providing cell service and had a rate center there. That's 880. And so Hazen has two rate centers. So around the state, we have just short of 300. 88% of those almost 300 rate centers use less than 20% of the numbers that they have assigned to them. More stunning, 72% of those rate centers use less than 5% of the numbers that are assigned to them. So we have all kinds of numbers out there. We have a willingness on the part of at least some of our phone companies to turn back some large blocks, but we also have the number of unassigned blocks that are available to us. And rather than continuing to grant them out in blocks of 1,000 when only a few dozen or 100 or something are needed, this would allow us to grant them in smaller numbers. We're expected to exhaust our numbers in the current pool, in the current plan, by the first quarter of 2026, so just over 4 years. But that's an ever-changing number. That moved up by about a year and a half within the last year. So it's probably going to end up being less than 4 years from now that we will run out if this is not done. Bigger picture than that, because like most of the rest of the country, I'm confident it will be irritating, but North Dakotans can and will learn to do 10-digit dialing. But the fact of the matter is, our country is only a couple decades from running out of numbers for that system. And these three smaller, single area code states would make a great test of individual telephone number pooling. And I see no reason why this won't be a success. And when it is a success, it will prove that by granting this to states with multiple area codes, we can preserve North Dakota's 10-digit, or America's 10-digit system, probably for many, many decades beyond the next two. So, really excited about this prospect. Again, just want to commend our staff for being so, for showing such leadership in this area and being on top of this.
We have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
I have just a question, Randy, or staff, but why is it taking the FCC so long to do anything with this? These people filed in 2019 originally. Do you have any idea why they're dragging their feet or what reasons they could possibly have for opposing doing this? It seems like such common sense.
It does. I think a lot of other states are in a different position than we are, along with Maine and New Hampshire. You know, smaller states that have a single area code aren't the norm. There's a really small handful, and the 988 took a lot of them out of the running, where they were already on 10-digit dialing, so it's not as big of an issue to add another area code. In this particular filing, so 2019 was New Hampshire's original filing. Within about 9 months to a year at most from that, Maine made its filing, and nothing continued to happen until July of this year when Maine made an additional filing, essentially saying, hey, this is still out there, we'd like you to do something with it, and we still think it's a good idea. Then they opened it up for comments and actually put a date on it, and that's what we feel increases the likelihood that they're going to actually do something with it in the near future.
Okay. And is South Dakota able to be part of this type of thing?
They could for the long term, you know, what I talked about with the country as a whole, but they lost their 7-digit dialing or are in the process of losing it because of the 988.
Mm.
It seems clear to me that the FCC didn't contemplate sparsely populated states like North Dakota when they developed this particular strategy, and as the fourth least populated state in the country, along with other states sparsely populated like Wyoming, South Dakota was mentioned, and of course Maine and New Hampshire, they were applying a system that worked for states with 20 million people or more, and the 1,000 number blocks probably makes sense for them from a logistical standpoint versus working with 100 number blocks. But this particular approach is a good move to see if we can push this out. It delays the inevitable, is that correct? In that at some point in time, this will be a reality, and this will essentially delay that reality?
Correct. I mean, at some point you will run out of numbers. How long this pushes us out, you know, could be decades. But
I would say this could, if we get this, and then good cooperation from our independent telephone companies with turning back numbers, I think this could potentially delay North Dakota going to 10-digit numbers all the way to the point where the nation might have to require doing something different before we would require it. I could move it out multiple decades, I believe.
In a lot of states have been becoming a lot more aggressive towards number reclamation as well. So on the alternative, if you can start getting some of those numbers back in the numbering pool and move to individual numbering system, not even in the hundreds, but more the individual telephone numbering, that could really push this out for an extended period of time.
I think it's a good message to the FCC that, and other federal entities, that a one-size-fits-all approach isn't always the most practical. When you look at the contributions a state like North Dakota makes from an economic standpoint, oil and gas, ag, we may not have a lot of citizens compared to other states, but our contributions are significant.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Excellent. Well, that is the entirety of our agenda this morning, so we will be adjourned and take questions. Dave, do you